You should join us tonight.
You will witness a miracle.
Do you still think you're a star?
Stop it.
Is it me or is it getting a bit choppy?
Thanks for coming in.
We lived here.
I never forgot it.
I'm fine to walk, honestly.
We're not secret partners.
Enjoy the rest of the concert.
Movie news.
Kiva.
We'll see who gets the last laugh.
With Gareth Daly.
Whoa.
Garrett, it's a new month and it's a new jingle. Oh my goodness, you set a few challenges in that one. I got a few of those.
Did you? Yeah, it's it. Well, not all though. I rattled by pretty quick. You know, there might be a few Irish voices in there. I won't give any more hints than
that. Okay, yeah, so. And are there a few movies in there we haven't seen yet that you usually
good,
do that?
Good number. Think about the next couple of months that's coming up at the box office and that'll steer you in the right direction as you try and get
They do fly by very quickly. Okay, I will play the jingle again at the end of movie news and then we'll give you the answers next Saturday. Now, where are we starting? We're starting with Britney Spears.
Yeah, we are, because Universal Pictures have kind of swooped in and they've landed the screen rights to her best-selling memoir, The Woman in Me. This book, it was published last October, sold 2.5 million copies in the US alone. Michelle Williams actually narrated the audiobook. There's a lot in the book, you know, got a lot of headlines. There was a number of revelations in it as well. So it's going to be interesting. They've got the Wicked director, John M. Chu, attached to direct the film. Yeah, Mark Platt is set to produce it. What's interesting as well, you kind of wondered, you know, how much will the artist be involved? Spears herself actually celebrated the news on social media, saying that she's excited to be working on a secret project with Mark Platt. So that's good news, I suppose, that they're collaborating. And look, you can go all the way back to 1998 when she first released Baby One More Time. And, you know, that went platinum 14 times. And there's so much in there in terms of the conservative as well, in terms of, you know, the dealing with that. So it's interesting in terms of a project. You know, we always wait to see what they do with these sort of music biopics, but they're in big demand.
Very good. I think that's possibly a good choice of director for it. So we'll keep an eye on that one. You have some casting news for us?
Yeah, this is for the Nobody sequel. I don't know if you managed to catch Nobody first time around, but Bob Odenkirk starred in it. And Christopher Lloyd starred in the first movie as well. He's going to return for the sequel.
Okay.
So the Back to the Future star, and he was recently Emmy nominated, actually, for his work in The Wonderful Hacks as well. So he's joining the returning cast, Connie Nielsen also in it. But there's a new entry to it as well, and that's Sharon Stone, who's going to be in the movie. So the original movie followed a guy who was a sort of docile family man who slowly reveals his true character after his house gets burgled, including leading him into a bloody war with a Russian crime boss. Lloyd played his father in the movie, who was a retired FBI agent who's adept at firearms despite his advanced age. So they plan to release Nobody 2 in cinemas August 15th, 2025.
Nice. Saturday Night Live.
I like the sound of this project and I was quite interested in it when I first saw it. This is Jason Reitman, who was doing what up until now has been described as an untitled Saturday Night Live project, but we now have a title. It took them a long time to come up with it, but it's called Saturday Night. It's going to be released October 11th.
Okay.
October 11th, it's going to have a cinema release, which is interesting because it's arriving in cinemas on the same day of the year that the legendary NBC comedy show was first ever broadcast back in 1975. So it's heading into its 50th season this autumn. Look, there's kind of rumours as well that it's probably going to land at the Toronto Film Festival when you see that date as well. And a trailer is likely to come shortly too as well. But the packed cast includes Gabrielle LaBelle, who's playing Lauren Michaels, Dylan O'Brien, who's playing Dan Aykroyd, Corey Michael Smith, who's playing Chevy Chase. You've also got Naomi McPherson, Finn Wolfhard, Willem Dafoe, and J.K. Simmons, who's playing Milton Berle in the movie as well. So Reitman is directing this one, and the film, I believe, follows the real-time events in the 90 minutes leading up to the first broadcast of Saturday Night Live. So that sounds pretty good.
Saturday Night, we'll keep an eye out for it. Now, here's a big cast for Shakespeare's King Lear.
It's a huge cast. So leading the cast is Al Pacino, who's playing Lear in Lear Rex is the name of the film. Jessica Chastain is also starring in it. Bernard Rose is making the film. And added to the cast this week, Ariana DeBose, you got Rachel Brosnahan, Peter Dinklage, Lakeith Stanfield, Chris Messina, Ted Levine and Danny Houston and Stephen Dorff as well. Gosh. So, yeah, that's a huge cast, isn't it, in terms of kind of putting something like this on screen.
Yeah.
In it, an aging King Lear divides his land among his three daughters to prevent future conflict, but he rejects the young daughter who loves him and places his trust in her malevolent sisters who strip him of his power and condemn him to a wretched wasteland of horror and insanity.
It's interesting they're not calling it King Lear, they're calling it Lear Rex, as you said. So I wonder, yeah, are they going to, you know, what are they going to do with it, or how straightforward will it be? We'll have to see, I suppose.
Yeah, and Pacino has been a huge kind of advocate for Shakespeare, yeah, stories on screen as well. He's done it over the years. I remember doing King Lear, I think it was for The Leaving Cert, so don't ask me to quote anything at this stage, but the principal photography for this one is going to commence August 12th, and it's taking place in Los Angeles.
Oh, that sounds interesting. Some more casting news for us?
Yeah, I do. This is a couple who were on screen together back in 1988 in a movie called Tequila Sunrise. Don't know if you remember the movie, but
yeah,
Kurt Russell and Michelle Pfeiffer starred in it.
Very 80s, right?
Very 80s. Yeah. So they're going to be back on screen in what has been described as a Yellowstone spin-off from Taylor Sheridan. So the project has a title called The Madison, and the story is rumoured to follow a wealthy matriarch, Stacey Clyburn, and her family as they leave New York City and head to Montana in the wake of her husband and brother-in-law's tragic deaths in a plane crash. Production for this one is slated to begin later this month in Montana. I think you have season 5B of Yellowstone is kind of going to be wrapping up in November.
Okay. So I suppose they're planning this to follow. That, certainly. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, good Michelle casting. Fiverr, always good. Great. Okay, now what trailer watch have you picked for us?
Yeah, we have a movie called Reawakening starring Gerard Harris and Juliet Stevenson. Mm. Take a listen to this.
Claire Reed was 14 when she left home. Today, the 10-year anniversary, we are making a new appeal.
Claire, we love you. We miss you. Please come home.
She's here.
Who's here?
Claire.
She's back, but is it her? I like the casting there, Jared Harris and Juliet Stevenson.
Yeah, she's 24 when she returns, and it sort of stirs up these old tensions and a gripping search for the truth unfolds. This one directed, it's the second feature actually from BAFTA-nominated writer and director Virginia Gilbert, and it's going to be in cinemas Friday the 13th of September. Do check out the trailer for Reawakening.
Reawakening looks intriguing. Before we come to new releases, we have to mention Kneecap.
Yeah, obviously announced yesterday that the Irish language feature was selected by IFTA to represent Ireland at the Oscars in the international feature film category. So it's going to be submitted as our entry. So here's hoping. The movie actually opened yesterday in the US. It's going to open in cinemas on Thursday, but it's coming off the back of obviously wins at Sundance and the Galway Film Flat. Yeah. Big reaction to the film. So that's great news in terms of the submission there. And, you know, with Sony Pictures Classics releasing it in the US, there's going to be a big drive on it now to get it to the push. It's the first film actually to submit in that category, so they're ahead of everyone. There's confidence.
There you go. There's confidence indeed. We wish them all more. Let's go to new releases and start with Harold and the Purple Crayon.
When someone tells a story, they create an entire world. And usually the characters stay there. But there are legends of characters so real.
With the crayon, anything is possible.
That they step right into this world. Do you know what brought you to life? It's what your crayon is made of.
the most mysterious, powerful, extraordinary stuff on Earth. Wax. Pure imagination.
Yes, Garrett, that's Harold and the Purple Crayon in cinemas this weekend.
Yeah, you know, it's summer holidays time for the kids when you see the likes of these movies. It's a kind of funny time in the summer because we've had the big, big movies, you know, come along. And yes, now you get, you know, the likes of these kids' movies. So this is inside of his book, Adventurous Harold Can Make Anything Come to Life by Simply Drawing It. And after he grows up and draws himself off the book's pages and into the physical world, Harold finds himself, he has a lot to learn about real life. Zachary Levi leading the cast here. So that's Harold and the Purple Crayon.
Okay, and what else have we?
We've got Janet Planet. This is set in rural western Massachusetts. 11-year-old Lacey spends the summer of 1991 at home, enthralled by her own imagination and the attention of her mother, Janet. We've got a really interesting animation released as well, Kensky's Kingdom. This is about young Michael, shipwrecked on a remote island, must adapt to life alone. Over time, he feels another presence, learning that this world is home to both unimaginable danger and beauty. It's a gripping animated adaptation of a beloved novel by Michael Morpurgo, writer of War Horse. Now, the voices here are from Cillian Murphy, Sally Hawkins, and Ken Wanatabi. So
nice.
That's a good one. Shada is another movie that's out as well. This is about a young Iranian mother and her six-year-old daughter find refuge in an Australian woman's shelter during 2 weeks of the Iranian New Year. And you know what? They're releasing all the Spider-Mans again, if you are interested in going back to the cinema, starting with the one from 2002, and that's the one that stars Tobey Maguire, Kirsten Dunst, and Willem Dafoe, James Franco. So they're all back on the big screen, after the other, over the next few weeks.
We have a long weekend ahead. What TV movie have you chosen for us?
Yeah, this is about an Italian-American widow agrees to marry an older man, only to fall head over heels in love with his younger brother, leaving her facing an impossible choice. This is a romantic comedy all the way from 1987. It was an Oscar-winning role for Cher, and it also starred Nicolas Cage, directed by Norman Jewison. It's called Moonstruck, and you can watch it tonight at 9:30, and it's on TG Car.
Oh, that's a very fine choice. I featured it just a couple of weeks ago on the show, and lots of love for it. That's a fine choice indeed. Moonstruck tonight, 9:30 on TG Car. Enjoy the long weekend, Garrett. Thanks, Emil.
You too. Thanks, Aideen.
You should join us tonight.
You will witness a miracle.
Do you still think you're a star?
Stop it.
Is it me or is it getting a bit choppy?
Thanks for coming in. We lived here.
I never forgot it.
I'm fine to walk, honestly.
We're not secret partners.
Enjoy the rest of the concert.
Movie news.
Give
We'll see who gets the last laugh.
With Gareth Daly.
Whoa, 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 whoa.